Call the order, the Brewer Planet and Zoning Commission meeting for Wednesday, October 22nd, 2014. Need to turn off the sirens, all electronic devices. Mr. Travassos, can you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Farrow?
Here.
Commissioner Lavoie?
Here.
Commissioner Travassos?
Here.
Commissioner Sonnet?
Here.
Commissioner Perkins? Commissioner Parnell?
Here.
Okay, first, next item on the agenda is the elected planet and zoning commission offices. Secretary is first.
Who's the secretary then?
Mr. Sonnet.
I think Mr. Sonnet is the secretary.
It is a good position. You could make it simple and just say 57. Can we do that?
No motion, just keep it as it is.
I second.
Any objections?
All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye, any objection, nay? Ayes have it.
All right, back in.
You back in, you ready to campaign for this job? Okay, we need to approve the minutes of the September 24th, 2013 meeting. Y'all have it in your packages, any suggestions? Everything looks okay, we need a motion.
I make a motion if there is.
Mr. Travassos, seconded by Ms. Parnell. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
All nay? Ayes have it. Okay, we have a zoning. On the zoning, we have a public hearing, rezoning request from C1 Light Commercial to O1 Single Family Residential, 653 East Main Street for James W. Sorrow and Laverne M. Sorrow. We got Mr. Sorrow?
Yes, could I ask a question at this time?
Yes.
I was talking with Ms. Sabrina Delphos, she's a realtor, and she was telling me that, I guess in some of the cities in the, I guess maybe Baton Rouge, that if you had like a light commercial, you could go down to a residential without having to give up your light commercial status. And I wondered, did that apply here in Brule?
Do we have a light?
Once it's rezoned, you can only use it for what permitted uses are shown in that classification.
Yeah, but you'd like to keep it commercial, but make it a residential.
Right.
You're turning the commercial out of a residence?
Well, no, no, in case, in the future, if I wanted to sell it, I would have, you know.
Yeah, I understand what you're trying to do.
You would have to come back and request a rezoning back to transition or C1.
Well, I just wanted to ask that, but I really probably need to go ahead and get it rezoned if that's possible to a residential.
Okay, and then that, right there, that was the daycare for a while.
Yes.
Okay. And if you look at the map, a lot of places on East Main is mixed, it's residential in some and commercial in others.
What's in the back of that? I've always seen the front of it, but what's in the back?
That's somebody else's property.
No, of the building, the addition.
Oh, right here?
Yes, sir.
That was part of daycare, that's part of that building, it's added, actually added to there.
Okay.
Where is that?
It's all one building, I mean, it's not on the one roof.
All on the one roof.
All on the one roof.
It was like a shotgun house, a modified shotgun originally.
On East Main Street.
Right next to Mr. Luke's, remember Mr. Luke's tin building?
Mm-hmm.
Where it did all the.
Back of that?
On the side.
No, not right outside.
The White House.
Luke Green.
By Missy Banner's house, the green building by Missy Banner's house.
Oh, okay.
You don't have Google Earth on there? Street view?
Across from the drugstore.
Just before you get to the drugstore and across the street.
R1 says.
Oh, yeah.
Minimum lot size, 9,600 square feet with 8 feet, this is 71. 71? 71 feet. Yeah, 71. So it doesn't meet
R1.
R2. Let's look at R2. 60 feet, it would meet that one. Minimum, let's see.
1948.
Read R2, Ron. The permits or the sizes?
What is R2 requirement?
R2 is single family residential. Uses permitted in R1, which there's a whole bunch of nursing homes and other things. Garage apartments. Provided lot area per family is not less than 7,500 square feet. Uses prohibited, all uses not specifically permitted herein. And then it's got the minimum depth, 25, rear 10, side 10. Minimum lot size, 7,500 square feet, lot width 60.
But two families can live in an R2?
It says garage apartments.
Garage apartment.
Which means garage apartment needs to be one person.
So only one family, regardless of R1 or R2.
Well, I don't know. Provided lot area per family. So
per
you
family.
Must be able to have a residence
yeah,
and
residence
a
garage.
Okay, so it would be two. And especially in that wording, lot area per family is not less than 7,500 square feet.
Well, the lot is only 8,600.
Right, so it couldn't be,
you couldn't have two.
It would still have to be one.
Yeah, I was looking for it.
Now you got it.
Yeah, I know it.
46 right here.
Yeah.
So regardless, only one family can live in there.
Right. So it doesn't meet the requirements for R1 single. It would have to be R2. R3 is even smaller, which...
Because those are lots on Main Street that were developed 100 years ago
when everything was 50 and 60 foot.
Right, exactly. 50 and 60 were the normal size lots. Yep. Yeah. Okay, so.
C1 to a long one.
Or it would have to be
R2. It would have to be R2.
So would he have to do another document?
I'm sure you would have to re-advertise.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know for a fact.
He'd have to re-advertise because he doesn't meet the lot requirements.
What are the joining ones wrong?
That's what I'm looking for.
Is that somebody living in there right now?
No. I would guess it is right there.
I know what closed it. They have not.
Okay. So great is C1. So
the
that's
on that first drawing you had up there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what she's looking for.
Yeah, and you got R4
and R5. Because she's looking to see the surroundings.
Just one year back.
That's that trail. And all of this is C1. Okay, B1, what's that, transition? What is B1? Transition? That's the closest
transition.
Transition.
District. Yeah, so you got B1 here and B1 here.
Oh, C1.
Where else is that? Okay, here's an R1. All this.
I can look on the assessor's website for the
different transition.
Huh?
Right now, yes.
Oh.
R2.
Yeah,
R2. This is all R2. Yeah, R2. Yeah, it would have to be R2 to get
it done. Okay. Mr. Sorrell, who told you to request the R1?
Thank you. While I was speaking with the mayor, I wanted to be able to convert it into
a living
house. A single family.
Right, that's what they're saying. Maybe it should be R2 instead of R1. The mayor told him R1.
If you went to R1 with single family and granted a variance on a recommended variance on the side yard, that's where the problem is.
All side yards are the same. R1, R2.
Okay, what's the problem? The area or what?
No, it's 80 foot.
80 front footage.
And he's got 71, so it's 9 feet short to meet that. But then R2 is 60 minimum.
But don't we have a lot of other R1s along the street that are less than 80?
Right, we do.
shows commercial.
You have to call up the other.
Which house?
She's pulling it up.
Okay. And on the other side of the street, some of the
assessors paid for the gift.
That's what I'm looking for.
You said the mayor's.
You have more restrictions with R1 than R2. And if that fits what he wants to do with the single family residence, I'd rather grant a variance, I think, on the lot.
Frontage.
That's right.
Okay. That would probably be the.
You have a lot of others along there that don't need anything. That way, and again, he wouldn't have to come back next month.
Yeah.
That's what, do I hear a motion?
We have to see if that's what he wants first.
Yeah. He wants R1.
That's what he's supposed to.
That's what we requested.
So do we have, if he needs a variance, does he have to come back? Or do we grant a variance?
I think you can make a recommend to the council to.
Grant a variance.
Have R1 and same kind of variance on the front foot.
It won't let me be in this computer zone.
Cause of a long time.
I think we got it.
You got a good reason to do it.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to close the public hearing. Any other questions from the public? Any more comments?
That first handed out the Civil Jackson. She used to have a little school there. I went there for a little while. That was
five hundred people.
Huh?
That thing behind, it's an estate with at least 150 people in that estate.
Wow, really?
The big key in behind.
Yeah.
Any other comments from the public? Okay, I'm going to close the public hearing at this time. Any comments or any motions from the public?
I move that we recommend this for approval by the council with a granted variance front from 80 feet to 71 feet, since that's what it has. They're granting him a variance on the front.
Okay. Motion by Ms. Payroll.
I'll stand.
Second by Mr. Travassos. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any nays? You said aye again?
Yes.
No nays. Ayes have it. Just to recommend to the council. I'm not going to repeat.
R1 with a variance.
R1 with a variance for his front footage. Okay. Planning, we don't have anything. Any other business, Patricia? None. We walk the personal privilege.
Yeah, I want to say the Sonjak family lived in that house, the original part of that house, about 60 years ago. That was before you were born. They ran it from the Jackson.
Probably lived over there where.
No, they lived in that long. Not in your memory bank. They only had about 3 or 4 children then, and they lived in that little house in the original part of that house, it's a saw. So it's had many incarnations.
I remember the Jacksons who lived there.
It was a clothing store.
Oh, yes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I remember that.
Was it ever residential?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The original Jackson family, it was a Jackson family home.
Yeah, but I mean, was it ever zoned?
Well, yeah, before zoning.
Yeah.
Zoning came about, they picked and choose what was going to be commercial.
I see. So when they picked and choose, the first thing was commercial.
Because it's on that street.
So it was never legally zoned R1 previously.
Prior to zoning along.
Right, yeah, it was zoning at the time.
Yeah, there was no zoning, that's correct.
You just put whatever you want.
They didn't have transition zone in the first one, but when we revived it, because that's a major road, and the concept is normally major road in the future go toward more commercial because of the higher traffic volume, then we zoned a lot of that transition, which allowed professional offices and that type of stuff.
Any announcements? Do you have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Anything else?
Second.
Second by Ms. Payroll. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
No nays.
Yeah, again.
Meeting.